Radio's The Hub with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by Sequina O'Brien. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Now, of course, people will know you from TikTok, Instagram. You've got a massive, massive following over the last year or so. I suppose, where did it all begin? And like, where did your love for makeup come from?
So I made my makeup when I was 12. So I started very young, but I never intended for it to be as big of a part of my life as it is now. But my dad is an artist. They've always kind of loved art and stuff like that. So my creative makeup is kind of the way that that shines through me.
Brilliant. That's fantastic, because I know even through COVID and stuff, a lot of people have been talking about, I suppose, if you had something that you were really passionate about, that you got the chance to, you know, just explore it a little bit more, think about maybe if you wanted to do it as a career. Am I right in thinking you're in Leaving Cert at the minute? So you're kind of... being like an influencer and on TikTok and then doing your Leaving Cert as well.
Yeah, I'm juggling all of that at the moment.
It's a little bit difficult trying to juggle everything and then have content as well.
It is definitely, yeah, I'm doing my best, but it's only a few months now until the Leaving Cert, and then I'd be able to focus more on the online and content creating and makeup and all that. COVID was a big help to me as well, definitely. I actually loved the lockdowns. I just got to stay in my room all day and create, so you know, it definitely helped me a lot.
Definitely. And I suppose, because I'm really interested to find out, because we interview quite a lot of people who are, you know, big on social media and have such a following and they're such an influence to people, and you know, I want to find out, when you finish your Leaving Cert, where does it go from there for you? Have you got aspirations to continue in makeup, even set up your own business or anything like that?
Definitely. It is my dream career completely to be able to expand on all of that. So I'm going to try and just focus on that as much as I can. I plan to go to college and all that as well, but my focus definitely is going to be more on online and social media and my makeup and everything like that. It's kind of a hard country for, there's not too many courses and stuff like that for me to do. So it's kind of all like, I'm completely self-taught, but I'm pretty happy with how I'm going anyways. And hopefully only up from here, you know, when I get school out of the way.
Definitely. I know there can be sometimes a bit of a dark side to social media as well, you know, especially with, you know, and I find it as well, I think it's in every industry, that you get a lot of like jealous people who are trolls online and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, how do you deal with that kind of thing? Because it's one thing having a presence online and putting your best face forward and, you know, coming up with your content and everything. But then, like, when you put together something and you're really, really proud of it and you get loads of views and all of that kind of stuff, but there's definitely a couple of people in comments that can be quite nasty, or, you know, they can try and get at your confidence. Is it difficult to deal with that side of social media?
I've kind of gotten to the point now where I just let it roll off my back. You know, I couldn't really care less about people like that. What I like to say is, you know, somebody that negative in themselves, like, you wouldn't want to associate yourself with them in real life anyways. They're a negative person, so why would you care what their opinion on you or anything that you're doing is? You know what I mean? But no, definitely, I've had my fair share of all kind of stuff like that, but the positive always outweighs all the negative comments I get. Like, the positive comments outweigh a lot, so I just focus on them. It's not too bad. I definitely think when I started up my social media and all that, like, it was a bit harder. I was just in secondary school as well, so I was a tree in first year, so obviously a lot of people had things to say and all that, but I just powered through. And yeah, I don't really experience too much hate or anything like that. I'm pretty lucky. So
great. And like, what do your friends and your family think of you know, your big TikTok following? I'm sure that you know, some of your teachers are probably like, how? Are you sure you're doing your work?
Yeah, no, this year I've had a few teachers come up to me like, oh, I seen you like on an ad on my phone on Facebook yesterday. And I was like, oh, no way. it's great. Like, you know, it's great. My friends are definitely a bit like, even during the summer, I was out around town with my friends and there was the flower on in Mullingar, obviously. And I had people coming up to me asking to take photos with me and stuff. And my friends were there like, what? Like, you know, but it's just crazy. Yeah, it's mental. But Yeah.
Brilliant. I know as well, I suppose, like, you can have good days and bad days, but when you are a content creator, it's like you always have to kind of keep the machine going. How do you motivate yourself if you're having a bad day to, like, get up and still, you know, post the content or keep yourself out there?
So for me, I don't really struggle too much with motivation in terms of, because a lot of my content is like makeup and all of that. And obviously I love it so much. It doesn't feel like work to me at all. I have people say to me all the time, because I've spent like 10, 11 hours on some makeup looks that I've done, you know, just straight. And I have people say to me all the time, like, how do you have the patience for that? Or how do you, but it's just, for me, like, it doesn't feel like work at all because I enjoy it so much, you know. Same with filming my videos and editing them and stuff. I kind of like, that to me, it doesn't feel like work at all, really. Yeah. So it's not something, you know, I wouldn't struggle as much as my schoolwork now. And I just post kind of daily videos, my crazy makeup looks. I touch a bit on grief and stuff like that as well. Obviously, I lost my mom and my sister last year. So I've kind of put my best foot forward in trying to, you know, help anybody else I can. You might be in a similar situation to myself. And then I'm obviously my dad's carer as well. So I just kind of have, you know, like, just
got a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like, do you find that, you know, is makeup a big kind of way of helping you through your grief? Because like that, I've lost my mom as well. And, you know, it's that type of thing where, you know, every day, well, each day can be different, you know. And like, you do need certain things. I find, at least when I go on the radio, you know, I can switch off and I can be somebody else for the 3 hours, you know.
Yeah.
Like, do you find that with your social media and your TikTok, that you can just, I suppose, be somebody else and kind of let it take over for a little bit?
Yeah, 100%. Like when I'm doing my makeup looks, I just I completely lose myself in it. You know, if I'm ever having a bad day or I'm really upset or anything, like, I can just get up and do makeup look, and I just won't be thinking about any of it for a few hours anyways. And it's just, yeah, it's a big part of what helps me get through everything. And I'm so grateful I have something that I can do like that to just switch off and take a break. And I enjoy it so much, obviously. So yeah. 100%.
It's really great as well that you're willing to speak out about grief, because I find, I was in my 20s when I lost my mum, and I was only like 10 when I lost my dad. And I found that, you know, you often, if you're looking for a little bit of grief support, it's often when, you know, it could be for an older generation. You know, it's very, it's a very strange thing to lose really close people to you when you're so young. So it's great that if you can have a community where it's younger people having a chat about grief, because even though it's a bit out of the ordinary to lose people when you're so young, but it's still really important to talk about it.
Yeah, I know, 100%. And I'm so glad that I'm able to do that for people. You know, I always have people messaging me saying that, like, you know, they've seen one of my videos and that, like, rehab them because they're going through something similar, or I have like a little support group that I've made of different people who've lost their parents that are kind of like teenagers and stuff, and everyone can just chat on that. And it's really nice to have like a little group of people that, you know, get what you're going through, and they can all converse and all of that, you know.
Yeah,
because, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it definitely is. Because I recently did a podcast, you know, where I spoke to somebody who had lost their parents quite young as well. You know, and it's a club that you don't want to be part of. But no. Unfortunately, if it comes to your door, it's something you have to deal with. So, you know, it's so great that you are using your platform to reach out to other people who maybe wouldn't have anybody to talk to, you know, in general, to have that conversation about grief, because it's so, so important. And like, you never know what somebody might be going through, you know, the other side of the camera, or, you know, in school, or that type of thing as well.
100%. Yeah, that's why I try my best to be quite open and honest online as well, because on social media, obviously, it's so easy to come across so many people that look like they have perfect lives and they're always happy. Compare yourself to them, you know. If I'm having a shit day, I'll film a video and I'd be like crying, you know, and I'd be like, oh, I'm really bad today, guys, you know. But it's important for people to see that normality as well, you know, because everybody gets like that. And yeah, definitely. I think it's something, you know, everyone will always say to you, I'm sure you've heard as well, like, just like, oh my God, I don't know how you do it. Like, I could never imagine that happening to me. It's like, you know, at a point in our lives, we could never have imagined that happening either, but it just does. And all you can do is get on with it. So any positives you can try and pluck out of the terrible situation, you know, it's important to try and do that.
Well, you're so strong. It's really great having a chat to you. I know you are studying for your Leaving Cert at the minute. You've taken a couple of minutes to have a chat to us, but if people want to find out more about you, if they want to maybe follow you online, check out some of your makeup, where is the best place to go?
So TikTok, my TikTok is The Queen of Makeup, and my Instagram is Queen of Makeup as well.
I wish you all the best in the Leave-In Cert, and I wish you continued success with your social media. I think it's such a great thing that you're doing, and it's been so lovely to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
iRadio's The Hub with Louise Clark.